If you listening, you finally made it. Now the greatest movie you ever seen is about to play. Right before your eyes. Last Days.
In times, don't let Babylon break you. Don't let them break your soul.
In time, stay woke, is going down. Yeah.
We gonna wake up the tribes.
Mama willing. What you cooking?
Last Days.
What is up, beloved? We are back for another episode. It feels so great to be back on this podcast series, TPR, especially after the slow start to the year 2022. I really appreciate you guys being patient with me, sticking with me, still listening to these episodes, even though we had a slow start to the year. But it's summer, and most high willing, we're going to take it a level up. So thank you for that. This episode is Lust of Attraction Part 2. If you remember from last season, Season 3, TPR 164, Lust of Attraction, we were speaking about exposing this New Age spirituality like we often do. And specifically, we were speaking about how when people try to manifest or use the law of attraction to bring something to themselves, oftentimes they're actually lusting after their neighbor's home, their neighbor's car, things like that, because we covered the points how celebrities talk about, oh, going and parking in a neighborhood and pretending you're going to live there. And we were showing how that is breaking the 10th commandment, which is in Exodus 20 and 17. You shall not lust after your neighbor's house. You shall not lust after your neighbor's woman, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is your neighbor's. So we covered that scripture. And like I said, if people are parking in a certain neighborhood trying to manifest that they live there, they're lusting or coveting after their neighbor's home by saying they want to live there. Or if you have a specific car that you want to drive and you are imagining yourself driving that car, you're lusting after it, coveting after something that is not yours, which that is just showing the sinister, darker side of the false spirituality, law of attraction, manifestation, things like that. And we also covered in that episode the really laughable video of Drake speaking about him manifesting his mansion or whatever, which was just so totally ridiculous, really laughable. Again, this is from TPR 164. So now what I'm going to do is play a video from Steve Harvey exposing him talking about the same just false spirituality, New Age ideology, which is just nonsense and really laughable. So I originally saw this video posted on Instagram and I thought that I screen recorded it. I'm pretty sure I did. But then when I was going through my files, I couldn't really even find it. I pretty much screen record and screenshot everything that I see on social media because I never know when it's going to come in handy for the podcast or for any type of content. So whenever I see stuff like this, I always screen record it or take a screenshot or whatever. But I found the video online, actually on Facebook. It says, Steve Harvey posted an episode of Motivated Steve Harvey. This is on Facebook. And the video is called Attract Your Outcome. Life is all about the law of attraction. So let's listen to this video. We'll laugh at it a little bit and then we'll expose it a little bit further.
You know what you should do? Every time you get a chance to experience first class, you should do it because it plants a seed. It's like the next time you buy an airplane ticket, just ask for an upgrade. Pay a little extra money, fly first class. What it does is it conditions your mind. Once you get in first class and you see how wide the seats are, and you find out why they shut that curtain, see, because they shut that curtain because they can't let you see what the going on up there. They passing out hot nuts. Everybody get a washcloth. They got a menu. You get to decide what you want. All the drinks is free. Once you sit in first class one time, the next time you get on the plane, it's very difficult to walk past them seats. And then your mind starts thinking of ways to get back to first class. And guess what? That's what you start attracting to your life. And you start behaving and producing stuff to get you back into first class. That's how you move up. You just take, like buy you one really expensive outfit. Just see how it fit. That shit is high for a reason. Don't think they down there just putting prices on. Buy a really expensive pair of shoes, ladies. Buy a really expensive purse one time. Just go on down there, buy the real Louis Vuitton that ain't ever on sale. Louis Vuitton don't even have sales. Just get you one. When you carry it, it changes your life. It will then cause your mind to subconsciously produce thoughts to get another one. And next thing you know, you attract the thing you need to produce the outcome that you want. Life is all about the law of attraction. That's how you do it. Just try it.
Wow. Did he really just say hot nuts?
They passing out hot nuts. They passing out hot nuts.
But anyway, this video is hilarious because just like in TPR 164, we covered the Drake video where he's speaking about him manifesting his mansion. Steve Harvey is doing the same thing. These celebrities try and get the regular people to believe that this is how it works, that all you have to do is sit in first class, buy an expensive outfit, and then you'll just randomly attract all that stuff to your life. Drake and Steve Harvey, they don't talk about the sacrificing that goes on in Hollywood. For example, Steve Harvey, whatever happened to Bernie Mac? You know, you always saw Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, and Bernie Mac together. What happened to Bernie Mac? Where's he at? And what has happened to Steve Harvey's career since? You see him all over the place, from social media to TV, all over the place. They don't tell you that. But what they do tell you, what they do want to try and sell you, is this whole idea of the law of attraction. And truly, whatever is meant for you is meant for you, and what is not meant for you will not ever come to you. No matter how many times you sit in first class, no matter how many expensive outfits you buy, if it is not meant for you, the Most High will not allow it to come to you. Now, the other alternative is if you want to allow a demon to bring something to you that's not meant for you, that's how destruction can come upon your life. So they want you to speak these things out loud. They want you to try and manifest these things, because if a demon hears what you're trying to manifest, and if the demon gets permission from the Most High, if you're not in the hand of the Most High and the Most High doesn't care what happens to you, and a demon or Satan gets permission to bring whatever it is that you're trying to manifest to you, that's what you don't want, because the demon will give it to you, throw it at you, something that's not meant for you, something that you can't handle, and you'll be on the road to destruction. That's what Satan and the demons want. And in the book of Job, we covered this in my last episode. In the book of Job, everything happens in the spiritual before it manifests in the physical. Satan has to get permission from the Most High. He'll present himself before the Most High. In the book of Job, Satan presents himself before the Most High and asks permission to afflict Job. And the Most High says, yes, you can afflict Job, but you cannot kill him. That's how it works in our world and in the spiritual world. First, Satan and a demon, if they get permission to give something to you or to do something to you, then it can manifest in the physical. So if you're in the hand of the Most High, Yah will not allow Satan to have permission to bring you something, to give you something, because it's not meant for you. But for the people who are living wickedly, who are not in the hand of the Most High doesn't care. So then Satan might get permission to allow you to manifest something to yourself, but if it's not meant for you and you end up getting it, it'll destroy you. So if you want to be in the hand of the Most High, if you want to be a child of the Most High, then you should only want what the Most High has planned for you. You should want what Yah wants for your life, not what your own desires and your own lust want, but you should want what the Most High wants for you. And if you live that way, then whatever is meant for you will happen. And whatever is not meant for you, no matter how much you try and manifest it, no matter how many times you sit in first class, no matter how many times you put on expensive clothes, none of it will work. None of it will matter, because the Most High will only give you what is meant for you. And what is not meant for you, it'll be impossible to come to you. If people want to rebel against the Most High and let a demon give something to them, that's what you're going to get if you keep trying to manifest things. But ultimately, for the people listening to these episodes, You guys should want to be in the hand of the Most High. And I'm telling you that no matter how many times you try and manifest or do the things that Steve Harvey just said in that video, it will not matter. The Most High will not allow it to happen to you if it's not meant for you. And that is the most beautiful thing. Once you just accept your life and say, I want what the Most High wants for me, it's beautiful. You don't have to manifest. You don't have to envision. You have to fear the Most High, pray to the Most High, do His will, and let His will be done unto you. And life is beautiful that way. I don't want what my heart wants or what my desires want. I want what the Most High wants for me. And that's what you should be striving for as well. No manifestation, no lust of attraction, law of attraction required. Now, I said at the end of the last episode that if anyone should know about leaving the false spirituality and coming to the true spirituality of the Most High, it's me. Before this, before 2 years ago, I was in the false spirituality of trying to manifest things, trying to use the law of attraction. I wrote 2 self-help books, self-published 2 self-help books of false spirituality information. And then once my eyes were opened by the Most High and I found the Most High, really found Him, that is how I arrived at where I am now. So people really should, if anyone can speak about and expose the false spirituality, it's me, because I was fully in that. And I said in TPR 164 that there's all videos like this. TPR 164 had Drake speaking about manifesting. I just played for you the Steve Harvey talking about the law of attraction. There's Jim Carrey videos, all these celebrities, and I explained this in TPR 164, they want to relate to you. The ultimate irony of our world is that everybody wants to be like the celebrities, idolizing the celebrities, looking up to the celebrities, trying to do what they do, trying to live their life. The celebrities literally want to be you, my beloved. They watch what you do all day. They see that people are wrapped up in this false spirituality, new age spirituality of manifesting law of attraction. So that's why Steve Harvey and Drake and Jim Carrey put out these videos to relate to you, the regular person. So our world is so backwards. Everyone wants to be like the celebrities. The celebrities are trying to be like you, trying to relate to you. That's why they put this information out. And that's why, like we covered in the last episode, they see that people are coming back to the Most High. So that's why they have Justin Bieber, Kanye West, Chance the Rapper, all these people talking about, oh God, and making music for the Most High, because they see that we're actually coming back to the Most High. So then they put out false prophets pretending like they know God when they don't, so that they can relate to us once again. So there's agents all across the mainstream, from getting the people who are already in New Age spirituality further astray by putting out Drake and Steve Harvey, and then people who are coming back to the Most High, they're trying to get them back astray by putting out Justin Bieber, Kanye West, and all these other false prophets, wolf in sheep's clothing. So the celebrities literally try and be like us. They watch us all day and see what we're doing and talking about, and that's why they put these type of videos out, to relate to you. And like I'm saying, Drake, Steve Harvey, they don't talk about the sacrifices required to attain millions of dollars and influence and TV shows and music and all this stuff. But they just say, oh yeah, all you have to do is buy a ticket of first class. You could sit in first class as many times as you want. If it's not meant for you, it will not matter, period. You could buy as many nice outfits as you want. It will not matter, period, if it's not meant for you, period. And if anyone should be able to speak about this, it's me, who was in the false spirituality, fully in it for several years and deceived by it. And then I came to the truth of the Most High, and it's no comparison, that this is the real true spirituality, and the law of attraction manifestation is false spirituality. Hardly any power in that, and any power that you do find in it, it's going to be power from Satan, and Satan gets his power from the Most High. And I'm telling you, you do not want Satan to bring something to you and it's not meant for you, and it destroys you. And like I'm saying, I was fully in the false spirituality. I gave examples in TPR 164, how there's a video of Jim Carrey saying he wrote himself a check for a certain amount of money, trying to manifest it, and then it happened. Just like he would park in front of a certain neighborhood, and then he ended up living there. All lies, honestly, because Jim Carrey, Drake, they're known that they're going to be in the mainstream pretty much since birth, if not from birth. But they just make up these stories that they were broke and they parked out in front of this nice neighborhood and then they ended up living there. It's all a lie just to relate to you. But I said in TPR 164 that I fell for that deception. I literally said in 164 that I had before wrote myself a check for a certain amount of money trying to manifest it. And now I'll give you an even darker side of the story as well. So I might have wrote myself a check several times, but one time in particular, this was in 2019, I was living in a studio apartment in Philly, and I had a check that I had written to myself for a certain amount of money, literally trying to manifest it. And then at one point, and I guess I just had it like sitting on my desk or something, like in my apartment or whatever. And at a certain point, I'd seen a video or seen someone post online that says, yes, you should burn the check after, you should write yourself a check for a certain amount of money and then burn it. And that will help it manifest to you. So one time, this is how I'm saying I was in such darkness without even knowing it, leading other people to darkness by telling them to read my self-help books, telling them to use the law of attraction to manifest, that it's all about positive energy. I was in such darkness without knowing it. And this is what I'm saying. When you finally come out of it, you could see clearly. And it's insane. It's crazy. But I had seen that someone said to burn the check, right? So one time it was probably like 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 in the morning. Like I was up late. Like my life was just so upside down and so backwards at this point. I was in such darkness. The saying is true that the light, it's darkest just before the light. It's darkest just before the dawn. In the start of 2020 is when I came back to the Most High. You can hear my whole journey on this podcast series, DPR, through each episode, but I came back to the Most High at the start of 2020. And in that time in 2019, up to that, that was probably the darkest points of my life. You're really in the most dark before you finally come to the light of the Most High. And I was just living wickedly, living insane, doing all crazy things. And I was up really late at night, smoking weed. You know, you should listen to my podcast episodes on this series, TPR 157 Trees, TPR 175 Trees Part 2, to hear my thoughts on that. Now I'm sober and don't smoke weed. It's been over a year. It's beautiful. All praise to the Most High for breaking the chains of that over my life. But I don't use marijuana anymore. But at this point in 2019, I did. I was smoking weed and I was up at 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. And I decided to burn this check that I wrote to myself, trying to manifest it. And so I literally was like in my Philly apartment, lit it on fire. It burned. And then I actually ran outside real quick because it was burning, threw it down and put it out or whatever. And this is so sinister and dark side that the people in the New Age tell people to do this, because this is like a reminiscent of a sacrifice. You know, when you make a sacrifice to the Most High, like he accepts burnt offerings, drink offerings. He accepts the lifting up of your hands as a spiritual offering to the Most High. But one thing the Most High is not going to accept as a sacrifice is burning a check like I was doing. And I wasn't even trying to make it to the Most High. But what I'm saying is, if it's not from the Most High, it's from Satan. That's just a general rule for our world. So if I wasn't making a sacrifice to the Most High at this point, because I wasn't, who do you think I was making that sacrifice to? That's what it was. Even though I didn't view it as a sacrifice, I was still lighting it on fire just like a sacrifice. So who do you think I was making that to? If it wasn't to the Most High, that was like me sacrificing to Satan without knowing it. And that's why in this New Age spirituality is just Satanism without using Satan's name. So they'll tell you, oh yeah, you should write yourself a check and burn it. Or you should write your intentions down and then burn it. It'll make it happen. They're getting you to sacrifice to Satan without knowing it, because the Most High is not going to accept that as an offering. It's not a real burnt offering. It's not a drink offering. It's not a spiritual offering to the Most High. So if it's not going to the Most High, who do you think it's going to? The God of this world, Satan. So that's the dark. That's what I'm saying, is I was in such darkness doing all of these things without even knowing it. But ultimately, that's what I was doing. And when people tell you to write down your intentions or write yourself a check or write whatever and burn it to make it manifest, that's low-key making a sacrifice to Satan without you knowing it. And that should terrify anybody and make you want to repent. Literally. So that's the deeper, darker side of that story. And this is what for all of 2020 and pretty much 2021, I kept saying on the series, the Most High saved me out of darkness. And I'm still saying it. It's all praise and glory to the Most High for being so merciful to save me out of that darkness. I didn't even realize I was in darkness. I didn't know that was a sacrifice to Satan without knowing it. I just thought, oh, I'm trying to manifest this. That's the thing is, people don't even realize how much darkness they're really in until you finally come out of it. And that's why the new age spirituality, people think they're waking up. People think they're spiritually awake. People think they're manifesting. People think they're creating the reality that they want. They're in such darkness and they don't even know it. New age spirituality is Satanism without using Satan's name. And that example I just gave of the burning check is a perfect example of that. And the other aspect of new age spirituality is, oh, self-love, self-care. Do you know what Satanism is? Satanism is not just worshiping Satan or the devil. Satanism is worshiping yourself, because that's what Satan wants you to do. Satan wants you to think that you're your own God, that you can manifest whatever you want. It's laughable. If you go on social media or on Twitter and stuff, you'll literally see people who are saying, like, I believe I'm my own God and I can manifest the reality which I want. Okay, so why don't you just manifest that you have $1 million? Or why don't you just manifest that it's going to snow tomorrow or whatever? Like, people really believe that. People, that's what's insane, is people really believe that they are their own God, that they can create the reality that you want. I would love to have a conversation with someone, because I never thought that. Like, even when I was in the false spirituality, I still prayed every day, but I wasn't really seeking the Most High. I wasn't following His laws, statutes, and commandments. I was praying, but that was it. So that's why also when I say on the series, seek the Most High 10 times more, I don't just mean praying. I mean keeping the feast days. I mean fasting. I mean reading scripture. I mean really trying to seek the Most High, because just praying, like, I was doing that even when I was in darkness. But I would love to pick the brain and have a one-on-one conversation with someone who actually believes that they are the God of their own world and they can manifest whatever. I would love to ask them, well, why don't you just make it snow tomorrow? Why don't you just make it that you'll manifest $1 million? I would love to hear what they say of why, because they'll be like, oh, well, I don't even know what they would say. I would love to hear it. But that's what Satan and the New Age spirituality is. They want you to think that you're the God of your own world, that you can manifest whatever you want. And they push self-care. They push self-love. Satanism is worshiping yourself, not caring about what scripture says, not caring about what the Most High wants you to do, not caring about the laws, statutes, and commandments, but creating your own mantras, creating your own rules of life. And self-care and self-love, worshiping yourself, that's what Satanism is. So people say, oh, if it's negative, I'm blocking you. If it's blah, 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 I'm blocking you. I only care about my self-love, my self-care. That's selfish. And that's self-worship, which is Satanism in disguise. And scripture is the complete opposite of that. Serving other people, forgiving your brother 70 times, seven times. Giving alms, giving to the poor, doing nice things. But what is New Age spirituality? Oh, I can't talk to you. You're negative. Blocked. Oh, I got a weird vibe from you. Blocked. Did you pray for them that they get their... Did you pray that they get their vibe straight and that the darkness that's around them is cleared away? Did you pray for them? No. I blocked them so I don't ever have to see them and interact... and interrupt my positivity, my vibe. Selfish. Satanism is what New Age spirituality is. And as far as this podcast series, one thing that I finally realized and came to, and something beautiful about this podcast series, TPR, The Positivity Report, when I first started out in season one, I was in the false spirituality, and the reason this podcast is called The Positivity Report is because that's what I thought life was about. It's all positive. As long as you have positive vibes, you're good. You know, the whole spiel. Then when I came into season two, season three, and now season four, exposing darkness, giving harsh truths, telling people what the real true spirituality is and telling people the real truth, people who are on the surface and people who don't know the Most High could view this podcast series as, oh, it's not positive. What I'm saying is, and we covered this in the last episode, the reason why Joel Osteen and Justin Bieber and T.D. Jakes and all these false prophets in wolf in sheep's clothing have millions of followers and can sell out arenas of thousands of people is because They are preaching the sugar-coated prosperity gospel, the make you feel good, it's all love. And even just regular Christian churches, regular Catholic churches, they tell you that everyone's going to heaven. As soon as you die, you go right to heaven, which is not even in scripture, not even close to being scripturally accurate. They just say everyone's going to heaven. As long as you love God, it's all love, love, love. And that's what this whole self-love, everyone love everybody, Satanism, and Satan himself is coming in the form of love in these last days. Because if Satan just comes out and says, hey, I'm Satan, people don't fall for it. But if it's, oh, everyone can do whatever they want to do and love whoever they want to love and live however you want to do, you don't have to follow the law, statutes, commandments. As long as you love everyone, as long as you love God, you're going straight to heaven. That's what they all tell you. And that's why the prosperity teachers and wolf in sheep's clothing and false prophets, they all have millions and thousands of followers. The people who are telling the real truth, that you have to keep the Sabbath, that you have to have faith and works. Faith without works is dead. These type of people don't have big followings because it's not what people want to hear. One of my friends even said, bro, if you want to get more listeners or whatever, and you want more, like, then just give more of just love and this type of stuff instead of exposing darkness. That's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to make people feel good. I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm here to tell you the truth. And I don't care if there's one listener on this podcast series or groups of people. It does not matter to me that content is not changing. I'm not here to have people coming to want to listen to this episode. I'm here for people who want to hear the truth, no matter how harsh it is. And it's not just all about positivity. It's about telling the truth. And so I'm not here to have, and like I said, if the people who are preaching prosperity, oh, it's all good, everyone's going to heaven, they get thousands of listeners, thousands of followers, or whatever it is, that's not what I'm here for. The message is the same, whether it's one person or 100 people listening, period. Or more or less. It's the same message. And that's what the beauty of this podcast series is it started out as the positivity report, telling people what they want to hear, what will make them feel good. Now, it's still the positivity report, because in some of these newer versions of scripture, what do they call the gospel? The good news. The most positive report I can tell you is to repent for your sins in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Call on the Father, Yahuwah, in the name of his son, Yahushua HaMashiach. Read scripture and repent. Have faith and works. And you can make it into eternal salvation and save your soul. It's a narrow doorway, a narrow path to salvation, and few there be that find it. And the road to destruction is wide, and there's many people who take it. So the most positive report I could tell you is what I've been telling you, is to come out of darkness, to repent for your sins, to serve the Most High, to seek the Most High 10 times more. Faith, works, belief in Yahushua HaMashiach, the Messiah, and believe on his Father, Yahuwah, Yah, praise Yah, hallelujah. That is the positivity report right there. That is the good news, is to believe the gospel, believe the scriptures, and you can find that salvation, or at least have a chance at it. And the people, the many people, the masses who are on the path to destruction that don't want to hear this, so be it. But we tried to tell them, we tried to help them. So repent for your sins. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, seek Yahuwah, Yah the Father. And that is the positivity report, that you can find salvation, eternal salvation, and make it into the kingdom. That's the positivity report right there. So I'm so happy I never changed the title of this podcast episode, this podcast series, TPR, the positivity report. That is the TPR right there. That's the positivity report, that you can make it into the kingdom if you walk right, if you seek the Most High, if you repent. Those who humble themselves will be exalted. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled. Don't find that out when it's too late. Find it out now and learn and live by that. That is the positivity report. Save your soul, my beloved. Get your soul saved by the Most High Yah through the name of his son, Yahushua HaMashiach. That is the positivity report. And you have to be in the spirit, in the ruach, which means spirit. You have to be in the spirit to understand that. The people who think life is just all about telling you what you want to hear, live however you want, that's not the positivity report. And that's why I'm so happy I never changed the title of this podcast series. This TPR, the Positivity Report, is more fitting now than when I first started in season one, because I'm telling you the good news. I'm telling you how to make it into the kingdom, or have a chance to make it into the kingdom. And all those prosperity teachers are telling you the opposite of that, how to have fun in this flesh world, which is passing away. And then when you get in the spirit, if you're on the road to destruction, what do you think is going to happen? They're not telling you the positivity report. They're telling you the false report and making it sound positive. And I'm telling you the true report, and it sounds whatever you want it to sound like, my beloved, because the people who are spiritual, the people who are in the Ruach, the spirit of the Most High, they get it. You understand what I'm saying. The people who want to get their ears tickled, they don't understand it. And it's not meant for them to understand it. That's why I'm not going to change the content. I'm not going to change this podcast series. The people who are meant to get it and understand are here listening. I see the numbers. I see the episodes that are getting plays. That's what it's about. I don't care the number. I don't care how many people listen. Because through it all, through the breaks, through the slow points on the series, people are still listening. You, my beloved, are still here listening, sharing the episodes, going back to listen to old episodes. I can see the old episodes getting plays, and the current ones too. So y'all are still here. You're here for a reason. The Most High has ordained the people who are meant to get it to listen, and the people who are never meant to get it, they're falling off. And we're not going to change the content to get more people to listen, because the people who are meant to hear it are here listening. That's you, my beloved. All praise to the Most High. And that's why I just trust the Most High with this podcast series. I do my due diligence to get the word out, to get the episodes out. I put them out. I promote them on social media, on Instagram and stuff like that. But at the same time, the Most High's in control. He's allowing the right people to hear these episodes. So I don't have to worry about the numbers. I don't have to try and get more people to listen. Yeah, I'm trying to be a good fisherman for the kingdom and do my due diligence, but the Most High is in control. He's ordaining the right people to hear these episodes. That's what I've learned over 200 episodes on this podcast series, TPR. And that means you, my beloved, you're listening for a reason. You're here for a reason, because the Most High ordained it and allowed it. And He wants you here. He wants you to understand it. And the people who fell off in season one and season two because it wasn't positive enough for them, or because whatever, it's because that's what the Most High ordained and allowed. He didn't want them to stay in this truth. It's all glory to the Most High. It's the Most High's plan, the Most High's show. Once you just give it all up to the Most High, once you let go and want what the Most High wants for you, I don't want my own lust. I don't want hundreds of thousands of people listening to this. I want the people that the Most High wants listening. That's what I want. And I don't care if it's one person, 100 people, or more or less. I don't care. I want who the Most High wants listening. It's His glory. It's His plan, His purpose, His timing. And once you give it all up to the Most High, once you let go and accept that, your life becomes beautiful. You'll be at peace. You'll find your purpose. How many podcasts start out and then they just flutter off and die? How many podcasts make it to 200 episodes? Not because of my own understanding, not because of my own wisdom, not because of my own strength or opportunities, but because the Most High allowed it. He allowed me to put out 200 episodes. He gave me words to speak. He allowed me to be wrong so many times on this podcast just so I could get it right. And I'm still learning. I'm still walking. I'm still striving. How many people listened to episode 1 of this series, or 2 or 3 or 20, and thought that podcast is going to be done by episode 50? We're still here for 200. How many podcasts do you know where it's one person editing and putting it out that make it to 200? I'm not trying to take credit. It's glory to the Most High. It's all glory to the Most High. That's how you will find your purpose. That's how you will get what is meant for you. And once you want what the Most High wants for you, your life becomes beautiful. You'll be at peace. And amazing things will happen. So give up your own lusts and your own wishes, what you want for your life, and just humble yourself and give it all up to the Most High, and He will do something beautiful with your life. The Most High has you here listening for a reason. The Most High has you here on this earth for a reason. Tell people to repent. Try and help them find the Most High. Send them an episode on this series. Start your own podcast. Tell people to repent. Share scriptures. Share your spiritual gifts. Don't just bury and hide your talents, but bring them out. Do things for the kingdom. Be a fisherman. Reel them in. Do something. Take action. And give all glory to the Most High and trust His plan and His purpose. And I'm telling you, my beloved, beautiful things will happen. It's all praise to the Most High, all glory to the Most High. His plan, His timing, His work, His glory. Praise Yah, hallelujah. Thank you for listening, my beloved. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful that you're here. I was just ranting at the end there. I covered the points exposing the darkness, then I was just ranting. But I don't think I have anything else to say for this episode. Most High willing, I'll catch you for another episode if it's in the plan and purpose of the Most High. It's His glory. Share these episodes with someone. Keep learning. Keep striving. Keep forsaking and exposing darkness out of your life. And stay in the truth of the Most High. Stay in the Spirit. Stay in the light of the Most High. Don't fall for the false light. Find the true light of the Most High. And this is why I always say I'm so grateful to the Most High that He saved me out of darkness. Because if the Most High allowed Satan to give me what I was trying to manifest for all that time, I never would have found the Most High. I would have been destroyed. I would have got what I asked for. I would have got what I wanted, not what was meant for me. And it would have destroyed me. I never would have found the Most High. And this is what I'm saying is the people who know them, who truly know the Most High and the Most High knows us, Yah will not allow us to manifest things that are not meant for us accidentally. He will just not even allow it. Because even when I was in darkness, before I found the Most High, I wasn't following the law, statutes, and commandments, but the Most High still protected me and guarded me and didn't let that happen because He saw that if He opened my eyes, I would get to this point now and find the Most High and cleave to the Most High and stay with Him. He saw that what could happen if the Most High didn't allow what I was trying to manifest to happen, because this would happen instead. I would find the Most High. I would start speaking out. I would start doing the Most High's work. So that's what I'm saying is the Most High knows us before we even truly know Him. I thought I knew God. I was praying and stuff, but I didn't really know Yah. I didn't truly know the Most High. But He had bigger plans for me. He had something better than what I was trying to manifest. And that's why He did not allow it to happen. And then in 2020, I found the Most High. The Most High opened my eyes. And it's been history ever since. And that's what I'm trying to say is that If the Most High would have allowed what I was trying to manifest to happen, it would have destroyed me. I never would have found the Most High. I never would have repented like I've repented. I never would have seen and understood what I see and understand now. I never would have been speaking out about this on the podcast. I would have been destroyed. And that's what you don't want to happen. And if you're in the hand of the Most High, if you truly know the Most High and the Most High knows you, that won't ever happen. The Most High only allows Satan to give things to people that they're not ready for and that what's not meant for them if the Most High doesn't care about them. And the Most High cares about you, my beloved. That's why you're here listening. That's why no matter what you try and manifest, if it's not meant for you, the Most High won't allow it to happen. So the Most High was guarding me and protecting me before I even knew it. He saw what could happen if the Most High opened my eyes. And that's what happened. The Most High had bigger plans for me, more important plans than what I was trying to manifest in the physical. And the Most High didn't allow it to happen. So it's all glory to the Most High. That's what I'm saying is I was guarded before I even knew it. The Most High is so patient, so merciful, so long-suffering. His plan and His purpose is so much deeper and more beautiful than you could even understand and realize and comprehend, my beloved. So that's why you should follow the Most High's plan and want what He wants for you, not what your own heart and desires and lusts want. And that's how you'll find your true purpose in life, what you're really here for. The Most High's plan is amazing and beautiful. It's all glory to the Most High. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. So I'm so grateful that the Most High did not allow what I was trying to manifest to happen, because that would have ruined me. It would have destroyed me. I never would have became this. I never would have repented like this. I never would have known what I know now and exposed what I expose now. This wouldn't have happened if the Most High allowed that, what I was trying to manifest to happen. So even before I knew it, He was guarding me. He had bigger plans for me. And he has bigger plans for you, my beloved. You just have to find it and do his will. Follow his plan, his timing. It's his purpose, his plan, his glory. All glory to the Most High. And before I finish up, something else I wanted to say about speaking positive and just this whole new age spirituality, right? And the self-care and the self-love. And people think, oh, if your vibe is off, you're blocked. If I don't agree with you, what you say, you're blocked. You're out of my life. People think that us telling the truth harshly, they can't hear it. What do these people think is going to happen on Judgment Day when every word you've ever said and every action you've ever done is brought out? And, you know, a lot of these people who are in the false spirituality probably don't even believe in the Most High, but there's some people who do. Like I said, when I was in the false spirituality, I prayed, I believed in the Most High. So there's some people who want to be in the middle. They say, oh, they believe in God, they pray, but they don't want to keep the feast days. They don't want to keep the Sabbath. They don't want to follow the law, statutes, commandments. They just want to do whatever they want to do. Say they believe in God, but not live it. And that's the whole thing with the positivity report. No matter how harsh my words are, no matter how much darkness I bring out and expose, this stuff is going to be like sweet candy to what some people hear on Judgment Day. I mean, you could read in the Gospels where the Most High, where Yahusha, the true name for Jesus, Yahusha says, not all who say to me, Lord, Lord, or Adonai, Adonai, which means Lord, will enter the kingdom. He's going to say to people, depart from me. I never knew you. So some people who think they know the Most High, who think they know Jesus, but don't know Yahusha, how do you think that's going to hit them on Judgment Day when Yahusha says, depart from me, I never knew you, right? So all the things that I speak about on this series, all the harsh truths I say, this is going to be nothing compared to Judgment Day when Yahusha says, depart from me, I never knew you, or brings out a record of every single word that was said or every single action that was said. That's going to be like, people don't want to hear it now. Imagine then on the white throne judgment when you hear it. So again, as far as the positivity report, all of this stuff, all the harsh truths I say and the darkness I bring out, this is positive compared to what some people are going to hear on Judgment Day. And that's, again, the ultimate irony of our world is people just want to live for this physical world. They don't want to be uncomfortable in this physical world. They don't want to hear the uncomfortable truths. But then when they hear it in the spiritual on Judgment Day, how uncomfortable do you think it's going to be then? How negative is it going to be then when the Most High literally has a record of every single word that was said and every action that was done, and he's casting people into the pit, into the fire? You think that's going to be positive? Is that going to be all good vibes? It's not. So that's, again, just the other irony. This is the positivity report. I'm telling you the good news of how you can avoid the pit, how you can be ready for Judgment Day, how you can make it into the kingdom. That's the positivity report. And any harsh truth I say, it's going to be positive compared to some of the harsh truths that people hear on Judgment Day. People who thought they knew God, people who thought they knew Jesus, saying, depart from me, I never knew you. That's going to be harsh. That's going to be negative. That's going to be a bad vibe. So that's also another point with TPR, the positivity report. This title is fitting. You have to be spiritual to understand it. I'm so grateful I never changed it. I'm so grateful the Most High allowed me to be here for this many episodes. And Most High willing, if it's in the plan and purpose of the Most High, we're going to keep going. It's summer. It's time to level up. Most High willing, I'm going to see you for another episode if it's in the plan and purpose of Yah. Fear of the Most High is the beginning of understanding, the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of knowledge. If you don't fear the Most High, you do not even have the beginning of knowledge or of wisdom or of understanding. So all the people who think they're spiritual, doing law of attraction and manifestation, if they don't fear the Most High, they don't even have the beginning of wisdom. Not even the beginning. That's why we got to humble ourselves continually, my beloved. Stay humble, stay in the scriptures, stay in the spirit, fear the Most High, pray to the Most High, repent to the Most High, do the will and the work of the Most High, stack up those treasures in heaven, and just keep walking that narrow path. It's narrow for a reason. There's few people on it for a reason. Find that narrow path, walk that narrow path, and give it all up to the Most High. I love you, my beloved. Thanks for listening. I'm going to catch you next time, most high willing. Love, hallelujah, praise y'all.
In times, don't let Babylon break you. Don't let them break your soul.
In time, stay woke, it's going down. Yeah.
We going to wake up the tribes.
Howard, what you cooking?
Last days.